From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. Al-Shabaab attacks Kenyan University, hundreds unaccounted for. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for an attack on a university in northeastern Kenya that has now killed 70 people and injured over 60 others. VOA's Gabe Joslow reports many students are still believed to be trapped inside as security forces conduct operations to flush out the militants.
Officials say gunmen attacked Garissa University College early Thursday morning, killing two guards on their way in. A statement from Kenya's chief of police says the assailants fired indiscriminately as they entered campus. Witnesses say they started near the classrooms and then proceeded to the residence halls, where they are believed to be holding hostages. Kenyan Interior Secretary Joseph Nkaiseri said more than 500 students at the university remain unaccounted for, while all of the staff are reported to be safe. In an address, President Uhuru Kenyatta offered his condolences to the families of victims.
We continue to pray for the quick recovery of the injured and the safe rescue of those still being held hostage.
Gabe Joslow, VOA News, Nairobi.
Again, Kenya's interior minister says now that 70 people have been reported dead at the University of Northeastern Kenya. A suicide bomber killed at least 17 people, wounding 50 others in Afghanistan's Eastern Coast province Thursday. Spokesman for the provincial governor told VOA the bomber struck a rally being staged against alleged corrupt practices of the provincial government. A spokesman for the Taliban has said it has nothing to do with the coast blast. Meanwhile, a roadside bomb and violence plagued southern Helmand province killed a district police chief. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda militants have stormed a prison in southern Yemen, freeing 300 inmates as fighting continued in other parts of the country between Shiite Houthi rebels and pro-government forces. Security officials said Khalid Batarifi, a prominent figure with Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, was among those freed Thursday from the prison. Separately, the official Saudi press agency reported a Saudi border guard was killed after coming under fire from Yemeni territory. The killing marks the first known Saudi casualty since the country launched an operation against the Shiite rebels a week ago. Civic organizations in Southeast Asia are expressing increasing concern their voices are being ignored by the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, even though the current chair, Malaysia, has vowed to realize a people-centered ASEAN. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from Bangkok.
Less than 24 hours after Thailand's junta replaced martial law with a special security order, the UN human rights chief issued a scathing statement. High Commissioner for Human Rights Zaid Raad Al Hussein blasted Thailand's government for a move he called even more draconian than martial law. In Geneva, UN Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville tells VOA that normally the lifting of martial law in a country would be applauded.
The problem is they've replaced it with something that's even worse, essentially, more draconian, not least because it's vaguer and more sort of all-encompassing. So it's really very worrying because it could lead to quite large-scale human rights violations with total impunity.
Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
Iraqi explosives experts dismantled roadside bombs and other explosive devices Thursday in Crete, a day after Iraq declared victory over Islamic State militants in the strategic city. One explosives expert said the engineering unit secured the road linking the city center to Crete University. On Wednesday, Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called the liberation of Crete a historic milestone. The Pentagon said on Wednesday the Iraqis controlled the city center and the main government headquarters, but were still meeting pockets of resistance from hundreds of militants. At least 56 people are dead after a Russian trawler sank in the Sea of Okhotsk in Russia's Far East Wednesday. Emergency officials said 63 of 132 of the crew members on board the ship were rescued after the Dalny Vostok sank in icy waters near Russia's Kamchatka Peninsula. 13 people are still missing. Officials said that the ship sank in about 15 minutes and did not send a distress signal. At least 14 local fishing vessels and some 1,300 people are involved. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.